from you. Now, something that goes a bit faster than a yellow submarine is an F3 car. And on the weekend, was the first round in Austria, and one of our own, just a boy from just down the road, Whitey, from Brighton, Oscar Piastri, took out the race in Austria, the first race of the season, the F3. It's his first race in the category after jumping up a couple to have his first crack at it. And he's been good enough to join us on the line this morning on the Breakfast Club. Oscar, good morning.
Morning, guys. Well, evening from here. But, yeah, thanks for having me.
It is great to have you on board. Now, you're currently still in Austria because there's another round coming up this week, isn't there?
Yeah. So we've got another round in Austria this weekend, and then we're off to Hungary the following weekend.
Right. Now, tell us, what was the weekend like for you? We'll get the backstory and how it's all come to this point, but what was the weekend like for you and to have that moment where you crossed the line first and you're on debut in the F3 category?
So first, it was great to get back racing. Obviously, everyone's been waiting for a really long time, so it was great to get back in the car, and I couldn't have really started off much better than I did, really. Win on debut was a dream start, and it was definitely cool to get the first win of the year, and especially after such a long break and all the anticipation. So, great start.
Do you go in with any confidence at all into that moment? We spoke to Scotty McLaughlin a couple of weeks ago, who's getting back into the supercars, and they weren't allowed back in the cars. He hadn't had any time in the cars after such a long layoff and didn't really know how it was going to go. It turned out pretty well for Scotty because he's an excellent driver. Did you have any confidence level going in with a new category, new team, and the first race for so long?
I was reasonably confident. Obviously, the team I'm with, Prema, exceptional. They won the championship last year, so I know I'm in a good spot with them. Obviously, 4 months off, a little bit of doubt can creep in, but, it's the same for everyone. After the first practice session where I finished second, that was definitely a major confidence boost. So I went in with reasonable expectations, obviously, first race in the championship as well, so I was keeping my expectations open and a little bit probably lower than last year. But, obviously there wasn't much need for that in the end.
No, absolutely not. Now, Oscar, I want to go all the way back. What got you, and you are only 19 years of age, but what got you into motor racing?
It was mainly my dad. So my dad's company is a car tuning company. Passion for motorsport really is kind of what got me into it. We raced remote control cars. I started when I was about six. So that was before I started karting. We met somebody through remote control cars who had a go-kart and gave it a go one day. And the next week I had my own go-kart. So that's how it all started.
So is it an easy thing to get into, or do you need to know someone when you're starting off to get into that sort of, on that journey?
I think if you're going to do it properly, you probably need to know someone in the industry. It's definitely a massive help, but there's plenty of kart shops around. All it takes is a phone call or, go to a track and try a kart one day and see how you like it, really.
And when did you know that you were going to be good at it? Because it's one thing to be interested in it. It's another thing to know that you can do it. Was it almost instantaneous that you thought, oh, this is me, I'm good at this? Or did it take a while to find your rhythm in the sport?
To be honest, it happened pretty quickly. I was reasonably quick, sort of, as soon as I jumped in. I think having sort of 3 or 4 years of racing remote control cars, I kind of knew what racing lines were and, had a rough gist of kind of what I was doing. Obviously, it's a bit different to driving a go-kart, but, my pace was pretty good from the get-go. Obviously, developing the racecraft took quite a while, so getting the race confidence took a while. Everything comes with time, and, it probably took me a good couple of years to cement myself at the front of the races I was doing. So, took a bit of time.
Did you ever race the remote control car at next to the Templestowe footy ground?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I think I raced the Victorian state titles there 1 year, and I've raced there quite a few times.
That's an amazing place where there is just so many people there driving remote control cars. It's an amazing place when everyone's there and competing.
Yeah, it's awesome. I used to love it when I raced them. Obviously, motorsport now, not this year, obviously, with no fans, but the race has now got a lot more people there. But yeah, that was, you know, back when I was a little kid, that was awesome fun. And that's what got me started in it all, really.
There you go.
And what you're in at the moment is they go a bit faster than the remote control cars, I imagine. But tell us about the last 5 years for you, Oscar, because you've been living in London and boarding at school in London. You left your family. You've got three sisters, mum and dad, who live in Brighton, and you've been boarding in London. How's that been? So you've gone over there as a 14-year-old, effectively. That wouldn't have been easy.
Yeah, so the first sort of 6 months that I moved to UK, I was with my dad, so I wasn't completely chucked out on my own at 14, but so I raced karts initially, and then in 2016, and then went into single seaters. And my dad was at all the races pretty much. It's only been the last couple of years where he hasn't been able to come to all of them, and obviously this year it's really difficult for him to come, unfortunately. Being at boarding school was a bit of a change compared to school at home. I got used to it pretty quickly, and I still had the regular breaks from school with all the racing I was doing, so it was somewhat normal, and it's been really good the last 5 years. I've actually just finished there, so I've now moved out, and I'm living near Oxford with another member of the Renault Sport Academy, so it's been a fun 5 years, and I think I've definitely found quite a bit of independence from it.
Well, you're certainly having a bit of success to the point where now you won the Formula Renault Euro Cup Championship last year, the first Aussie to do that, 7 wins in 20 race season. You've caught the attention of Mark Webber, who we all know through his time in F1s through recent years, and he and his wife are managing you now. So you've got the right people on board. Obviously, this is a one step. The race on the weekend is one step in a long journey, but having that level of support and someone who knows the system as intimately as Mark, how important is that on the journey forward?
Yeah, Mark's going to be critical for the next few years of my career. Obviously, he's been where I want to go, so he knows a lot of people there, and he's been there and done it, so his advice is invaluable to me. Obviously, all the contacts are massively important because, you know, there's a few things required in most, but obviously the talent, unfortunately, money is quite a big factor, and knowing the right people is another very key factor. So, yeah, definitely some great people to have on side.
Well, he knows all about it, like you say. And tell me about the race just before we let you go. And I know there's another round this weekend in Austria, which you can catch live on Fox Sports 2, so you can see Oscar in action in the F3. You hit the lead after a bit of a... And then the first lap, after a bit of a stoush in the first corner, it was almost over, 10 seconds into your debut, the race. You survive that, and then late in the race, you've got tyre degradation to the point where your teammate, I think, was chasing you down and bringing the whole train with him. What's that feeling like when you got a whole squad of cars on your hammer trying to run you down?
Yeah, well, at the time, when I was looking in my mirrors, I didn't actually know that he had a train of about 5 cars behind him, so I was sort of just thinking I was going to finish first or second, regardless of what happened with my tyres. Once I saw there was a few more cars behind him, I got a shuffle on, that's for sure. But I think in the middle of the race, I could feel the rear tyres were sort of degrading and tried to save them, but I was just losing too much time trying to save them. So started pushing again, and I think with sort of 4 or 5 laps to go, I knew as long as I stayed over a second ahead so we didn't get the DRS behind me that I was going to be pretty safe. So, yeah, the last 4 or 5 laps, I could back it off a little bit. But it was pretty nerve-wracking with about 10 laps to go. I didn't know if I was going to hang on, and I was just hoping there wasn't going to be a safety car because then all my hard work would have been undone. It was a good race.
And, Oscar, just winning, what does that mean? I mean, do you get calls from Daniel Ricciardo? Does Lewis Hamilton know who you are as you walk through the pits? What sort of impact does having a win at F3 level mean?
I certainly gained a lot of media attention this weekend compared to last year. I think I gained like 1,200 followers on Instagram overnight, and I got an Instagram DM from Daniel Ricciardo and Alan Prost, so that was really cool.
Wow.
It was awesome to be recognised for that. And obviously, yeah, being on the F1 weekend, there's a lot more people watching. So yeah, it was pretty cool to be recognised by everyone, and particularly Daniel Ricciardo and Alan Prost.
Wow.
Well, the fact that Alan Prost is on Instagram has impressed me, I must admit. That's impressed me greatly. Oh, I thought Ricciardo would be there, but not so much Alain Prost, who is one of the greats, of course, himself in his time in F1. How did you celebrate? How's a 19-year-old celebrate an F3 championship in this era of social isolation?
With an early night and a good night's sleep preparing for race two.
Ever the professional, Oscar. Good stuff, young man. We appreciate your time on the program this morning. We will certainly be following your progress through the F3 season. Hopefully, there's many more wins. Go get them.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.